Back here at Martin Stadium, we're at halftime where our Vikings lead at 38-0 on the Prince Automotive halftime show. And I told you we'd have as a special guest somebody that for many, many years roamed those sidelines, calling defensive plays, making all the, getting the defensive schemes up ready each week, coaching a whole horde of D1 defensive backs. I could just go on and on. How about we just say we've got the legendary Randy Hill with us tonight?
Well, thank you, Wes. We have been blessed to have a lot of good players here at Lowndes, and they make good coaches out of us. I mean, we were blessed, and I've been blessed to be a part of the Lowndes program for 19 years, and I retired 2 years ago. This is my second year out and enjoying retirement.
Well, Coach, first time we've had a chance to talk to you since you retired. And so what have you done? What have you been doing for 2 years?
Well, you know, I enjoy playing golf and taking care of my grandkids. I exercise in the morning, fiddle around a little bit in the morning, do what I want to, do a lot of honey-dos for my wife, and that's basically it. I'm enjoying retirement.
And just going and playing golf.
Any day I want to, I should say it that way.
Any day you want to. As a friend of mine said when he retired, he says, y'all good luck, God bless you. I hope y'all enjoy it, because from now on for me, every day's a Saturday.
That's right. And I miss football. I mean, I miss the kids and the Friday nights like this. But it was, you know, I did it for 39 years, and it was just time for me to hang it up.
Well, Coach, 19 years here, what are some of your fondest memories?
Gosh, mindless. You know, my fondest memories are, I guess, our state championships. And our first 3 years here at Lowndes, 92, 93, 94, I thought we were going to get fired. We wasn't very good, and we struggled. And thank goodness, you know, the board and everybody stayed with us, and we got the program going, and winning the state in 99 was just a big plus. And then Coach Miller retired, Coach McPherson took over, and he's just kept it going unbelievable. And we won the state in 04, 05, and 07. So, you know, those are my fondest memories. I mean,
what are some of the games that stick out in your mind?
Gosh, going back to 99, there's a couple of ball games there. You know, the game at Southwest DeKalb, I can't remember what the final was, but it was real close, and had a blocked punt, and we kicked the field goal to beat them. Excuse me. I can't remember. I may be wrong on that. But then the Dome game in 99, the comeback game.
28-3 at halftime, come back and win at 31-28.
And let me think. Some of the other games would be a couple of games that we lost. I mean, the Cannon ball game, we lost to them down there in I guess it was 03. They beat us twice in 03.
7-0 and 14-7.
And so our kids, we were close that year. And that would have been something going, winning 03, 04, 05, and we had a chance, you know, '07, you know, going back to 05, you know, Brookwood ball game right here. Kids played hard. It was real close at halftime, and then we kind of broke it, game wide open in the second half, right before half, and a couple plays. I mean,
do you remember how many points we scored that night?
We scored like 48.
Hey, you're one off.
What was it?
49.
49.
How many did that defense of yours give up?
Gosh. I don't know. I think they scored once. Did they?
It was either 49-47 or 49-49. That's the 49-7.
I think they scored once, and that was right before half, I think.
And that was with that great running back they had, Caleb King. But who are some of the players, Coach, that come to mind that whenever you think about it, I know you not to single anybody out because they were all great players over 19 years, but I know there's certain players that just stick out in your mind to say, that's a defensive player.
Well, going back to 99, we had, Bull and Sweet Pea, and had a kid we played in the secondary, and we moved him to linebacker that year, Michael Woods. And that kid played linebacker. We moved him after we were 3-3 that year. And Michael had a heck of a game in the dome. He's the one that blocked the kick, ran the sucker back for a score that kind of set the fire in that comeback, and that was big. And going to 04, Matt Harper, Jamel Demps, Stevie Harden, and then 05, but that's the same bunch in 05.
Mm-hmm.
Then 07, we had Greg Reed and a
little kid named Telvin Smith.
Telvin Smith. See,
Tyler Hunter come along.
Yeah. Tyler, and then we got, who else we got down to Florida State? Gerald Demps.
Gerald Demps is down there, and of course you had Kenny Durden.
Yeah.
And Mike Copeland. You had a bunch of good defensive players.
I guarantee we have been blessed.
Now,
I promise you.
Now, how many games in the last 2 years have you been able to attend here?
I've been, let me think. I've probably been about half our games here, and I go to Cairo. My son and my son-in-law coach at Cairo, and the rest of my time I've spent over there.
Would your son and son-in-law coaching, do you ever kind of get the urge to maybe just to help out a little bit?
A little bit, but, I kind of try and keep my distance, and it's been fun to watch them. I've been to some practices, and they do a dang good job over there too, and it's fun to watch them. And it's been a blessing, and that's something I've enjoyed being retired.
Well, Coach Hill, it's always a pleasure when the old guard, some of the old guard comes back, and we get to talk to them. And I've missed you because you was one of my favorites, and we used to have some good conversations and just talk about football and life in general. And I miss that, but I'm glad you're enjoying that. I'm glad you're enjoying life with every day being Saturday.
Thank you, Wes. Appreciate what y'all do for Lions football. Thank you.
We love it. Of course, the Vikings leading 38-8-7, and we're about 7 minutes into halftime. Our Georgia Bridgemen fixing to fire it up. We'll be back with our halftime stats right after this 3 minute break. We'll have all the halftime stats on the Prince Automotive halftime show. We'll be back after this 3 minute break. Vikings lead at 38-8 at halftime. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back, Viking fans. We are at halftime. Georgia Bridgemen are on the field playing. Vikings lead 38-8. 3 minutes left in halftime. Time for your Page Heating and Air stat report. First downs through the half. Brunswick has 6. Lions High Vikings have 13. Brunswick is 18 total rushes for 113 yards. Vikings 25 rushes for 247 yards. Passing tonight, the Brunswick Pirates are 4 of 10 for 43 yards. Lions High Vikings 4 of 8 for 63 yards. Both teams have thrown an interception. Total plays tonight, the Pirates have run 28 total plays for 156 yards. The Vikings have run 33 plays for 310 yards. The Pirates have fumbled twice. They recovered one and lost one. Penalties so far tonight, the Lions High Vikings have 5 penalties for 50 yards. Brunswick Pirates have 6 penalties for 50 yards as well. Vikings have intercepted one time, returned it for 63 yards. The Pirates have intercepted once, returned it for 20 yards. Time of possession, the Pirates have held the ball for 9 minutes and 45 seconds. The Vikings have had the ball for 8 minutes and 45 seconds. Third down conversions tonight, the Pirates are 0 of 6. The Vikings are 3 of 5. Fourth down conversions, the Pirates are 0 for 1, and the Vikings are 1 for 1. Tonight, the Vikings have sacked the Pirates 4 times for 19 yards. And Brunswick has no sacks for no yards. Leading rushers so far tonight for your Vikings, Tyquan Lane, 8 rushes for 93 yards. Ahmad Brown, 8 rushes for 52 yards. Nick Bergman, 2 rushes for 58 yards. receiving yards so far tonight. Nick Bergman has two receptions for 32 yards. Kevin Brown has one reception for a 25-yard touchdown. Passing on the night, Seth Carlo is 3 of 7 for 38 yards. Alex Stevenson is 1 for 1 with 25 yards. Defensive-wise for the Vikings tonight, leading tackler so far tonight is Brian Bell with 3 solo tackles, Kenny Moore with 2 solo tackles, Tyquan Lang has 1, Eric Hart has 1, Trey Jackson has 1, Jamaica Wright has 1. And that is your Page Hitting and Air stat report. Marty, what do you take so far out of the first half of play here tonight?
Guys, it's the same formula we've used to get here to be 5-0. It's a total team effort. We've had several years going over the tacklers there. I mean, our leading tacklers only got 3 tackles, but we got numerous young men at two tackles. We've had several guys carrying the ball. I mean, you mentioned the top 4 leading rushers, and one of the guys I was most impressed with in the first half is our 5th leading rusher in the first half, but that's Tevin Orr. He's come out and he's played extremely well, ran very hard and got those tough yards in the middle, which, is, of course, has kept Brunswick honest and opened up the outside for Nick Bergman and Tyquan Lang. But offensively, I think our line is playing great. We've really controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, and to me, that's been the difference in the ball game so far. I mean, we're dominating the line of scrimmage, and that is causing us to dominate the scoreboard as well. Also, defensively, we've really been able to control the tempo of the game. We put pressure on the backup quarterback there, who's come in number 4 for them. And that's Lavosh Wynn. So we've really been able to get some pressure on him. And he got out, obviously, for the long touchdown run on the quarterback draw. But after that, Coach McPherson really challenged the players and said, listen, you've got to quit. You can't quit. You've got to keep playing. And they responded.
All right, updating some scores around the region. Coquitt leads Tifton 35-0. Camden leads Coffey 32-0. Brooks County is beating Thomasville 21-3. TCC is beating Bainbridge 14-7. Fitzgerald beat Cook 21-8. Early County is beating Berrien 35-19. Valwood beat Sherwood Christian 59-7. And Wilcox is beat Lanier 40-0.
We're going to take a 3-minute break. Your Lowndes High Vikings are leading 38-8 here at halftime. We'll be right back on the Lowndes High Radio Network. That will be a 60-second break.
Back here at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Taylor Biddle, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers, Taylor Stubbs, and Chuck Lawrence. Vikings lead at 38-8 as we get ready to start the third quarter. And the Vikings will receive the kickoff as Brunswick won the toss, elected to receive. Got those 2 first downs. We shut them down and then went on the longest drive of the night, the first drive. It was an 8-play, 99-yard drive as we marched down the field to take a quick 7-0 lead. Haven't looked back, Taylor.
Guys, getting word from the hospital that quarterback is doing okay. He is in the ER right now, but everything is looking on the up and up.
Yeah, if you just joined us back in the first quarter, there was an injury to the Brunswick quarterback. He was sacked for a 3-yard loss, and he laid motionless on the turf here for, I would imagine, close to 10 minutes. Don't you say, Wes?
Yep. While we got a second, let's remind everybody of the Lowndes High Coaches Show.
Thought we'd just finish up and let everybody know he is fine,
okay.
Doing very well at the hospital, and should be going home tonight. So our best wishes to him and his family, and we'll see what these Pirates can do without him now.
All right, now we'll tell you about, about the Lowndes High Coaches Show.
We have to work on your segues.
Yep, on the Holiday Inn Conference Center on Tuesday night. Coach McPherson will sit down here about 7 o'clock and talk about tonight's ball game and the upcoming ball game with Valdosta. The Wintersville Classic. We'll have some ticket information for you a little bit later on as Bill pulls it out. And I don't know if we got time. Well, we're fixing to kick this
out. Well, yeah, we'll get that information to you. It's also on our website, www.thevikingvoice, also at loungefootball.com. All that information is already there. So be prepared. Get yourself, if you want to see that game live, at Bazemore Hyder Stadium, you're going to need to get these tickets and take care of them on the dates that you're designated.
Bergman back deep to receive along with Tyquan Lang and Jordan Williams. Set to kick off is number 14, Leo Turkus. He puts that right foot into it. Squibb's kick down the field, and we let Williams pick it up at the 18. Comes near side. He's across the 20, up to the 25. Broke out of the grasp of a Brunswick player at the 26-yard line, and he gets up to the 30, and that's where we'll take over, first and 10 from there.
Yeah, good run by Jordan Williams. I saw something bounce out of the way, but it was his helmet, not the football. So the new high school rule this year, you lose your helmet for whatever reason, unless it was ripped off during the face mask penalty against the opposing team. You must come out for a play.
Ball on the far hash mark. Our Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. We have the football to start the second half. Alex Stevenson, the senior, will slide under center with Nick Bergman, Taekwon Lang, and Tevin Orr in the backfield. They stack it up tight. They've got nine guys in the line of scrimmage, and we give it to Bergman as he tries to get to the corner. Cuts inside by one man. They got him by the back of the jersey, and he breaks away. He gets across the 40, the 45, up to the 50, into Pirate territory where they haul him down at the 49-yard line.
We'll give you yardage on that here in just a moment. A 21-yard run for Bergman.
Vikings look over to the sidelines. We have the football. We have the lead, 38-8. Just underway here in the third quarter. Stevenson brings Bergman in motion towards us. And he gives it right up to, that's Tevin Orr, right up the middle. Orr will get across the 45 down to about the 44. We had a first and 10. Now we're going to have about a second. And I'm going to say second and four from their 43-yard line. We've got to get across the 39. And we're going to a hurry-up offense. Orr comes out. Amon Brown comes in. Five-man front. They walk safeties up on the outside. Or the corners up on the outside for run support. Bergman in motion towards us. Stevenson gives it to Bergman around the left side. He tries to get outside, gets his legs wrapped up as he gets the first down as he crosses the 40 down to the 35-yard line. And very methodically, Bill, our Vikings have come out and started moving the ball down the field.
It's exactly what they did on that 99-yard drive. We just kept chipping at it over and over and over again until we broke something. And that's what we've done. This offensive line has controlled the line of scrimmage.
Vikings leading 38-8, 10:43 to go in the third quarter. Stevenson will get the play from the sidelines. We're running that Eagle offense where we've got the two tight ends. Again, we bring a man in motion towards us. That's Bergman. He gives it to Brown up the middle. They grab him by the back of the jersey and pull him down as he gets 5 yards down to the 30-yard line. Amon Brown just refused to be pulled down by that Pirate defense.
Bergman is 4 yards short of hitting 500 on the season. He's at 496 by our stats, thanks to Page Heating and Air for their sponsorship of these live in-game stats. 4 yards away, Bergman will get the 500-yard mark.
Again, the Pirates in that five-man front. We're going from right to left on your radio dial. We're at their 30-yard line for a second and five. We give it to Brown up the middle over the left side. He has the first down as he gets across the 30, the 25, down to about the 23-yard line. We needed five. He got about seven of them.
Yeah, another good run. Tackled by number 40, Sam Miles, for the Pirates. Vikings just, again, continually moving the ball down the field.
Referee winds the clock. No running clock here in the third quarter. It was only a 30-point lead.
You have to be in excess of 30.
Yep. Five-man front. Pirates, again, walk the corners up, especially on the wide side of the field. Now they're showing blitz up the middle. And we give it to Brown, and Brown gets hit by that blitzing linebacker at the line of scrimmage. If from a first and 10, it will be a second and 10, and they read that one perfectly, Bill.
Yeah, they did. The Pirates able to fill that gap right there in the middle. They've been burned a couple times on that. This time they've come up. Let's see if the offense will bounce it outside this time.
9:15 to go, third quarter. Vikings leading 38-8. Again, Stevenson gets the play from the sidelines. The ball on the near hash mark here in front of the Viking press box. Bergman in motion towards us. He gives it to Bergman, and it gets a great block on the corner down the sidelines. It goes tiptoes down the sidelines inside the 15, and they run him out of bounds at the 14-yard line.
Let's see what that yard was, and we'll update you here in just a moment. Very good run by Bergman. That was a 9-yard run, so that puts him over 500 yards on the season so far, six games in.
Third and a yard for a first down, the ball at the 14-yard line. Williams in at wing back on the near side. Williams heads towards the far side of the field, takes the handoff from Stevenson, gets a block out there by Brown, cuts inside, has the first down as he gets just inside the 10-yard line, Bill. It'll be first and goal from there.
Very, very good block by Amon Brown out there on the corner because the defender had come up, had a shot at Jordan Williams, and Amon was just able to chip him just enough. Jordan cuts up inside, gets us the first down.
8:47 to go here in the third quarter, leading 38-8 our Vikings are. Stevenson looks over that Brunswick Pirate defense. Alex, our senior quarterback, hands it off to Bergman. Bergman by one man, two, three, into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Nick Bergman.
And Nick Bergman carries it in from 10 yards out to add to that 500-yard rushing on the year. 44-8, our Vikings lead. Crowd starts to thin a little bit. Stevenson to hold. Gonzalez puts it between the uprights, and with 8:30 to go, our Vikings lead it 45-8. And we've extended that lead now. As the Vikings come to the sidelines, good run by Bergman. He just threw the middle, ran over a linebacker, spun off the free safety, and went right into the end zone untouched after that. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for our Page Heating and Air stat update drive.
Last drive for the Vikings, guys. 9 plays, 70 yards, ran about 3.5 minutes off the clock. Resulted in a 9-yard touchdown run by number 21, Nick Bergman. That is his only touchdown tonight rushing. He has one receiving tonight. Vikings lead 45-8 with 8 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the half.
And now the Pirates set to receive. They have, that is number one is Ishaan Armstrong, and number two, Chris Trimmings, back standing at the goal line waiting for Gonzalez's kickoff.
And that drive was just like we saw to start the ball game. The Vikings just methodically moved it down the field, got a great run from Nick Bergman for the touchdown, and go up 45-8.
And we have a new kicker that is number 87. How about Nick Hart?
That'll be a lefty. Once he toe hit the leather, you'd know who it was.
And he hooks that ball towards the corner of the end zone, hits, bounces into the end zone for a touchback, so the Pirates will bring it out to the 20-yard line. That's where they'll start. First and 10 with 8.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 45-8.
Yeah, the Pirates are playing really dangerous on these kickoffs. They're not fielding those balls that are bouncing around. They've been lucky that they've gone into the end zone. It's only been a touchback.
Colquitt leads Tift 42-0. Win for the Pirates. Throws the ball out in the flat. Catch made by Trimmings. Trimmings is knocked out of bounds after he makes the catch about the 28, gets up to the 32. That's good enough for a first down. So that'll make it about a 12-yard pass play from Wynn to Trimmings. And the Pirates move the chains. First and 10 Pirates from their own 32-yard line, going from left to right on your radio dial. Wynn in the shotgun. Rolls left, look, pump fakes. Oh, there come a jailhouse break, and down he goes.
Yeah, led on that tackle by number 91, Ellis Griffin, along with number 70,
Chandler
Sumlin. In on the sack for the Vikings.
And that'll move it all the way back, Bill, to the 22.5-yard line.
So 10-yard loss on that sack.
Make it second and 20 at the 7:45 mark here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 45-8. We show blitz. Now we drop back. They give it to Richardson. We get hit, and he slips away from one Viking as we had him in the backfield. And he'll get up to about the 25, 26-yard line. He'll get about three of those yards back. So it'll be third and about 16. The ball out at the 26-yard line. Pirates send trips to the near side. Wynn has a single receiver far side. He's in the shotgun. We show blitz off the corner. There we come. He throws deep downfield. Nobody there. Incomplete pass, and it'll be 4th and 16, and the Pirates will have to punt from the 26-yard line. We showed blitz off the corner, and we got to him just as he released the ball, and we just kind of let up, said there's no need to hit him. The ball's already gone. Good sportsmanship by our Vikings, because it could have been a bang-bang play there. Back deep to receive for our Vikings is Jordan Williams and Tyquan Lane. Tyquan standing about the 40. High, high punt. Tyquan will drift back, watch it bounce and go out of bounds. And I think, Bill, it hit at the 45-yard line, and that's what they said. Goes out of bounds on our 45-yard line, and that's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10 with 6:55 to go here in the third quarter, leading 45-8.
Vikings have done very well. I want to remind our listeners, follow us on Twitter at TheVikingVoice. We'll keep you up to date with updates, things that you might not be able to hear on the radio or hear while you're at the game. So put it on your smartphone. Follow us on Twitter at TheVikingVoice.
Seth Carlo, the junior, and he's in the shotgun. He's got Tevin Brown behind him. Jerome Daniels as the upback. Pirates go to a five-man front. He drops straight back in the pocket, looks those across the middle. Catch made in there by number 8, Luther Washington, and he took a big-time ESPN hit from a Pirate defender.
But a great catch. I mean, he caught it, secured it to his body, and took the hit, and what a great catch by Melvin Maiden. Is that who you gave it to?
No, I had number 8.
Eights, but Melvin Maiden, the senior, would have made that catch.
Okay. I said Luther Washington. I just seen the first 8. Second and 3 as the ball is into Pirate territory at the 48-yard line. 6:19 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading. There's Tevin Brown with the ball. He has the first down as he crosses the 45 down to the 40. And they won't get his stop until he gets to the 38-yard line.
Good, solid run by Tevin Brown from the fullback position.
Vikings leading 45-8 with 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Some wholesale changes in the offensive backfield. We're seeing quite a few numbers. I did see number 24, Kenny Moore, there, and he checks out. And it'll check in as number 29, Chris Hill.
Stevenson, the junior quarterback, with Brown at the tailback. Daniels at the upback. Sends Williams to the far side. They're showing blitz up the middle. We pick it up. He rolls right. Nothing there. Tucks the ball. Throws downfield. Oh! Tried to throw the ball into number 27, Mark Carrion, but knocked away by a Brunswick defender.
What we're seeing from Seth, he's trying to force the ball. Great control on his rollout. He thought about running, then he saw the receiver open up, but he's still forcing the ball into that because the defender was right on his hip. He's got to throw that hard outside on the outside shoulder and give his receiver an opportunity and don't put it out there for the defender to make a play on it.
Melvin Maiden checks in, as does Christian Parker. And Alex Stevenson comes in. Coach wants to talk to Seth just a little bit. Coach him up. We send Williams to the far side. Stevenson, it will be 2nd and 10. Stevenson, he gives the ball to Brown. Brown across the 35, down to about the 34-yard line. So it'll be about 3rd and 5 from there, with 5:19 to go here in the third quarter, and Vikings leading it 45-8.
Vikings continue to drive here. They are at 3rd and 4 now on the Pirate side of the field.
Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Stevenson barks out signals, changes the play. Pirates almost in a 7-man front, showing blitz off the corner. There it comes. We give it to Brown, and that's the last thing they needed to do because Brown runs by the defenders, gets the first down as he fights his way across the 30 down to the 25-yard line.
Wes, tonight our running backs have been getting into that second layer of defense almost every play. Only a couple of times have they stopped us for either no gain or a very short gain.
Hill and Williams, twin receivers to the Brunswick side of the field. 4:34 to go here in the third. Vikings leading 45-8. Brown at the tailback, just to the left of Stevenson, who gives it to Brown over the right side, and Brown will get across the 15, down to about the 14, down to about the 16-yard line, Bill.
Tackle made by number 20, Demetrius Newberry, for the Pirates. As he was going down, he's doing a great job trying to rip the ball out, but Tevin Brown doing a great job holding on to the ball for the Vikings, and that'll bring up second and very short for the Vikings.
Second and two, as we're at the four-minute mark here in the third quarter, leading 45-8. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Pirates in a seven-man front. Stevenson again to Brown over the right side, gets hit in the backfield, gets away from one man, still on his feet, gets a block, comes back. What a block by Alex Stevenson to free Tevin Brown, and he scores a touchdown.
I see you, Tevin Brown, and I don't know why I see you, because he has done twice now what I thought nobody should do, and he goes the opposite direction of what we as sitting up here say you should go this way, go this way. He makes great elusive moves, and he gets into the end zone for a Viking touchdown.
Alex Stevenson. Makes a great block. We've got a fan down there in the stand. Young blonde-headed girl with her radio on turning around, and she was waving at us. Marshachek back in to hold. There's the kick.
The kick is 87. Uh-huh.
That is Nick Hart, and it's good. And with 3:40 to go here in the third quarter, we'll keep it. Well, we'll take a 60-second break. 30-second break. Vikings leading 52-8. Back here at Martin Stadium, West James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. We hadn't talked to Marty. It seems like the whole third quarter we got to get down there to him. Vikings lead at 52-8 with 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. Marty, you down there, buddy?
Guys, I'm here, and looks like we've got the number two kickoff team out there. I think you're going to see our subs going out the rest of the way. Going to get a lot of guys in the game here in this fourth quarter.
Nick Hart set to kick off. Armstrong and Trimmings back deep. Hart's left-handed kick. And Trimmings takes it at the 5, the 10, the 15. We hit him when he gets to the 17, and that's as far as he's going to get. And that's all for the Pirates right there. They'll take over first and 10 from their own 17-yard line.
Wes, he made the 17, but it looked like he went back to the 15 and the tackle was made there. But they said that, no, his forward momentum took him to the 17. So that would be where they will start the Pirates. First down and 10 from the 17.
And it is Lavosh Nguyen at quarterback. He gives it to Richardson right up the middle. He'll get across the line of scrimmage and fight his way up to about the 18-yard line. We know when we get to the fourth quarter, it's going to be a running clock. Things will go a lot quicker.
Well, we had a long first quarter because of the injury time. So
it is giving 2 yards. It's going to be third and 8, the ball at the 18-yard line. Win in the shotgun with those two wind receivers to the far side. Single near side. Win keeps the ball, pitches out. That is Folsom. Folsom will get out across the 20 up to the 25, and there will be fourth and about 2 from the 25-yard line as we head inside. We're inside 3 minutes now here in the third quarter with the Vikings leading 52-8. Pirates going from left to right on your radio dial, and they will go for it.
Third and 2.
And the third and 2, they keep it. And the quarterback, on a quarterback keeper over the left side, gets the first down as he gets up to the 29-yard line.
That'll be enough for a first down.
It was a third and 2, and he got about 4 yards on that one. Move the chains for the Pirates. We're at the 225 mark in the third. Again, those twins to the far side. We're in a four-man front. He rolls left, looking. There's a hold, throws way downfield. The ball just drifted way up in the air. Go up, and Tyquan Lane
has it
with the interception.
There's a flag back here. If it's a hold, we'll decline that. The Vikings would decline that. As the Vikings have made an interception, let's see what we got.
It is a hold.
And they will decline, and so the Vikings will take over on a Tyquan Lane interception.
And
we said earlier, Tyquan, as well as he's played all year, hasn't made an interception, and tonight he gets two.
And this one at the 32-yard line. Wynn just tossed that ball up there in the air, and it floated and floated and floated and Taekwon just literally out-jumped the receiver. 2:10 to go here, third quarter. Vikings leading 52-8. And a new quarterback, number 16, Evan Folsom, comes out, leads our Vikings out on the field. Deshaun Folsom at tailback. Takes a snap, gives it to Deshaun. He runs right up the gut of those Pirates, and they walk the plank and hold him right there. Folsom, Deshaun gets 2 yards. It'll be second and 8 as he got up to the 35-yard line. And coming in now, Chris Tower brings the play in, gives it to Evan. Our Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Only a minute and a half left here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 52-8. Evan gives it to the running back. That's 23 as he gets around the corner to the 40. Running out of bounds, Bill, about the 42-yard line. It's going to be close to the first down, and I believe that's Chris Tower.
Yeah, Chris Tower, the running back, comes in. We're going to have a lot. We're going to have to keep our eyes on the roster here as we go heading into the third quarter.
That'll stop the clock with a minute 20 to go here in the third. And it's going to be third and about a car battery. Stacy Young brings the play in as Jacob Burt trots off. Folsom huddles up the Vikings. Brings Mitchell to the wide out down on our side in the shotgun, and he gives it to Trower. Trower over the left side gets the first down as he gets across the 45 up about the 46-47 yard line. We are now a minute 10 to go here in the third quarter, leading 52-8. Our Vikings are.
Yeah, the clock will stop for the first down, but after that it'll start up again.
Folsom standing on the sidelines talking to Coach Mack. He gives him the play and sends it in. He'll pass that play along as number 66, Jake Richards, slides up over the ball, playing center for us tonight. Folsom in the shotgun, and he gives it to number 9 as he runs right up the middle. That's Deshaun Folsom. Folsom to Folsom. And he got back to the line of scrimmage. Well, they'll give him a yard. Second and 9 up to about the 47-yard line. 30 seconds. This should be the last play of the third quarter.
Just started the play clock right at 24. You really don't even have to snap it. And I think that's the case. I think they're looking at the sideline.
Yep, that's what Folsom. You're right, Bill.
Yeah, you saw the referee wind the clock at about 24 seconds, which means you will not have to snap here.
We'll go to the fourth quarter with the Vikings leading 52-8. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. All right, we go to the fourth quarter leading 52-8. We'll have a running clock. Let's switch it around. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. It is second and 9. Folsom, Evan Folsom at quarterback. He gives it to Deshaun Folsom right up the middle. He'll fight his way across the 50 down to the 45 of the Brunswick Pirates, and it'll be a little short of the first down. It'll be third and about a yard.
We had spread them out that time. I don't think we're going to throw the football at all, but we did spread it out like we were going to try and gave a passing look, and we were able to expose the middle.
It looks like we've got Chris Trower in at running back. Calls him in the shotgun. Tends two receivers to the near side. Gives it to Trower. Trower gets hit in the backfield, and there's a flag comes in, and I'm afraid we're going to have a hold. It was third and 2. It is a hold. Now we can back it up. And it'll be third and about 11, Bill, or it can be fourth and 2. And they want to back it up. Brunswick will back it up. set it down back on our own 42-yard line. We've got to get down. We've got to get across their 44. So it's going to be third and about 14. Clock will start just as soon as the official.
Go ahead and enter the play.
I'm waiting for the official to wind the clock, and he does. Austin Ogburn, the center now, up over the ball, tied into our side. Folsom takes a snap, blitz off the corner. There they come. They got Evan back in the backfield, and he'll go down. And he'll lose all the way back to the 30, about the 34-yard line. And we'll punt from there. And into punt is number 67, John Belcher, going back deep. For the Pirates is number 11, Tracy Walker, and number 3, Damian Baker. They're standing about what? There. Timeout, Brunswick. Timeout, Brunswick. 10:17 to go here in the ball game. 52-8, our Vikings lead. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Belcher's punt, high, high punt, hits at our 40, back, bounces back across, I mean, so the Pirates 40, bounces back across up to about the 42, 43. They'll mark him at the 44-yard line. That's where the Pirates will take over. First and 10, we're inside 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Wynn stays in at quarterback for the Pirates. We have a lot of new jerseys out there on defense. Went in the shotgun, dropped straight back, looks, little pass out in the flats by one man. We get a hold of him after he gets across the 50 down to our 45, and he'll get down about the 47-yard line. Let's see what I think that's where they'll mark him down at. I'm sorry, the 42-yard line. Hit him to the 42, where it'll be first and 10 for the Pirates for there. As they continue to play their varsity guys, they give it to the running back right up the middle. That's number 28. He's by one man, two across the 35, down to the 30. Inside the 30, down to the 28. About a 13, 14-yard run by John Perry as he gets the Brunswick Pirates inside our 30. With 8:49 to go here in the ballgame.
Wholesale defensive change by the Vikings.
Wynn drops back, looks, throws towards the end zone, and knocked away. A great, great defense back there by number 31, Brandon Roberts.
Yeah, Coach McPherson had seen enough. They got pretty close to the end zone, did a wholesale change on their defense, and a good job by Brandon Roberts there breaking that pass up.
You know, we put in second and third stringers in there, and they're still playing their starters. That'll win with a second and 10. He keeps it, looks for a hole, gets hit. Oh, pitches out as he was going down. Great play by Wynn. I thought maybe he was down. Number 32, that is Brian Bell, had him wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage. Wynn pitched the ball out to Perry, and Perry takes it all the way down to about the 25, where it'll be third and 4 from there. They've got to get to the 19-yard line.
Yeah, he was almost tackled for a loss, pitched the ball, got a little gain for him.
Wynn keeps it, looks, throws the ball across. Oh, intended for number 1. That is a Sean Armstrong. That would have been enough for a first down, but Armstrong dropped it at the 19-yard line.
7 minutes, 35 seconds. Vikings leading 52-8. Brunswick is knocking on the door, though. Fourth down, Wes.
And we are in the fourth quarter with a running clock. Wynn and the shotgun. We jump. Or today, when it comes from that position, I would say that it's going to be on Brunswick, and it is. They pick it up, mark off 5, back to the 30-yard line. So that'll be fourth and about 11. Clock stops with 7:16 to go here in the ball game, leading 52-8, but it'll start right back. LaShawn Wynn drops back, looks, heaves the ball way downfield towards the end zone, intercepted in the end zone by who? Ty Quanlang, his third interception of the night. That'll be a touchback. Our Vikings will come out to the 20-yard line. And that's the way you stop a drive, is let Tyquan climb the ladder and pull it down in the end zone.
Great job by Tyquan Lane getting up. Ball might have had just a little bit too much air under, but he did a great job with the interception.
Of course, if he knocks it down, it'll be first and 10 Vikings out here about the 35.
Good point, Wes. Regardless, Vikings take over. We've got a new quarterback coming in the ball game as well.
Looking to see what number we're going to get.
Number 12, Parker Bonner.
Bonner in the shotgun. Gives it to, that's Tower. Tower around the right side, and he'll get across the 25 up to about the 26, 27-yard line. And they'll give him 8 yards on that carry as we have reached the six-minute mark here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Parker Bonner, the 160-pound sophomore quarterback. High expectations out of him in the future.
Play coming in from the sidelines. We're inside the 6 minutes now, down to 5:45. 52-8, our Vikings lead it. We'll go to 6-0 on the year, 2-0 in the region. And we'll have some scores for you from around the region and when we get to the post game. Bonner barks out signals. Gives it to Tower. Again, looking left side. And Tower gets the first down as he gets across the 30 up to the 32-yard line. Coach Mack, all Coach Mack wants to do is just run, run, run. Pound and ground. Grind it out. Bonner, the third, fourth quarterback to play tonight. Of course, we rotate the senior and the junior, Seth Carlo and Alex Stevenson. Bonner will send twin receivers to the left side. He's in the shotgun. They're showing blitz. There they come. Doesn't matter. Bonner keeps it, and he gets hit before he can get back to the line of scrimmage on a quarterback keeper. Lose 2 yards, back to the 30-yard line. Inside the five-minute mark as we get down to 4:45, fourth to go here in the contest. Ball on the near hash mark with the Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. 52-8, our Vikings lead. As we're counting it down, and it's almost time to start talking about next week. What happens? Well, if you don't know, you hadn't been around Valdosta very long. Wintersville, the Wintersville Classic, lounge at Valdosta. Bonner takes a snap, gives it to number 9 over the left side. That is Deshaun Folsom. Folsom will pick up about 4 yards from we had a second and 11, and that'll be a third and about 7 as we get out to about the 36-yard line. We're inside 4 minutes now. Lots of things going on. Our buddy Mark Dyke sponsoring a pig picking. He's invited the public to over at Drexel Park. Bonner looks over that Pirate defense. Takes it, give it to Trower. Trower up the middle, and he runs away from several Brunswick defenders. Gets across the 45, across the 50, down to the Pirate 47-yard line.
About a 20-yard gain on that play, Wes. Vikings lead 52-8, 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. We are in a running clock. Getting some great experience here from our underclassmen in this region matchup.
Francisco Garcia comes in. As does number 30, that's Garcia in the backfield as a tailback. They're showing blitz again. We give it to Garcia. They hit him in the backfield and spin him into the line of scrimmage. And I think they'll say he loses about half a yard. As we get to 2.5 minutes to go here in this contest, only the second time we have played the Pirates, once for the championship game in 99 and then tonight. Pirates will drop to 3-2 and 0-1 in the region. Good news, their starting quarterback, Corey Dixon, who was injured at the 6:36 mark of the first quarter, was taken to the hospital, and all reports that we've gotten was he is okay. He sure scared everybody when they put him on that stretcher and hauled him away in the ambulance, but that was precaution to make sure that he was fine, because that's the most important thing. Bonner waiting on the snap. Gives it to a new running back. I believe that is Jacob Burt, number 15 on the carry.
35. Number 35, Francisco Garcia on the carry.
Okay, and he comes up limping. A minute 35 to go here in the ball game. Just a couple of more snaps, and this one will be over and in the record books. Bringing the play in now, 23, Chris Trower. Last report, Camden still leads Coffee 39-12. Colquitt 49-0 over Tipped. Bonner gives it to Trower over the left side. He runs over a Pirate, over another Pirate. He's going to be awfully close to the first down. No, they say it's going to be fourth down. So a third and 10 will be a fourth and about a double-A battery, and we're inside 1 minute. And I think Coach is going to go for it.
Yeah, just about fourth and one.
I would, too. As number 15, that is Jacob Burt, brings the play in.
Again, yep. In the case of a tiebreaker, points do matter. So I think Coach McPherson, during this region matchup, is going to do everything he can to get points on the board.
They're showing all-out blitz. Bonner with a fourth and one, barks out the signals, now changes the play. How about that? Takes a snap, gives it to Trower. He has the first down as he gets across the 35 down to about the 32-yard line, and that is the last play of the ball game. Vikings will win it 52-8. We will go to 6-0 on the year. We will go to 2-0 in the region. Brunswick drops to 3-2 in the year and 0-1 on the region. Next week, we will be across town at Baysmore Hyder for the Wintersville Classic. Let's take a 60-second break and come back. Let's take a two-minute break. A two-minute break when we come back. Well, Marty should have Coach McPherson. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. And we're back here at Martin Stadium. Vikings has defeated the Brunswick Pirates 52-0. We're on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union postgame show. Let's go down to the field and Marty Rogers.
Thanks, Wes. I'm down here with Coach McPherson. Coach Mack, great game tonight. 52-8, the final. You got to be proud of your team tonight.
Very proud, man. We played good, played hard, had a good game plan. You know, it's good night.
Coach, we talked each week about your defense, how every week it seemed like another young man stepping up. Tonight, TQ, Taekwon Lang had three picks, but defense played great. I don't think any one of them had you know, a ton of tackles, because you got a lot of players playing out there. Talk to us about your defense and what makes them so special.
Man, they like the game. They like each other. We got good chemistry, you know. They play hard. They know what they're doing. You know, we gave up one play, but other than that, played a fantastic ball game.
Coach, and then offensively tonight, you had over 400 yards rushing. You threw the ball well as well. You had close to 500 yards total offense. You got to be proud of that unit as well, and it seems like they're really starting to click some.
They're getting better. You know, we're able to do some things. Running offensive line played well. You know, we held Altman out. He probably could have went if he had to. He's got that you know, knee deal, but he said he should be wide open next week. Running backs, you know, they did a good job. You know, we're getting better. You know, we're getting better.
Yes, you are, Coach. Of course, it's a good time to be getting better. You mentioned next week. I know you're proud of this win. You're going to enjoy it tonight. But I got to think your mind's already maybe turned a little attention towards next Friday night.
Yep, it has.
Good luck, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, coach's spotlight. Make your way down there and see if you can find a player for us, Marty.
And he's looking around. While Marty's doing that, let's got some.
They've all gone inside.
They've gone inside. We've got some scores for you. Colquitt leads Tift 49-7. We've got a final. It is Camden 39, Coffee 12. Brooks County leads Thomasville 28-3. Fitzgerald beat Cook 21-15. Early County beat Berrien 35-19. Lanier County Lanier County lost to Wilcox 40-0. Valwood won tonight 59-7. Turner County beat Charlton 38-6. And I had a chance to talk with Randy Young, the play-by-play guy for Thomas County Central, and because they were coming back, Bainbridge and Thomas County Central, Thomas County Central's old coach, Ed Pilcher, and they were honoring his first state championship team and had to honor Ed. And he was looking and said it's going to be a war tonight. He's not lying, Taylor. 14-14, and they're in overtime.
Sounds like a couple of barn burners tonight.
Well, look at your region standings now. Our Vikings 6-0 on the year, 2-0 on the region. And, of course, Camden County goes to 6-0. They're 2-0 in the region. Brunswick drops to 3-2, 0-1. Coffey goes to 4-2, 1-1 in the region. Coffwood improves to 4-2 on the year, 1-1 in the region, while Tiff drops to 2-4, 0-2 on the year. And, of course, next week will be across town. It will be Wintersville, the Lounge High Coaches Show, live from – we need to go a break. Yeah, let's take a break. We'll take a two-minute break and come back, and then we'll have you ticket information about the Wintersville Classic. A two-minute break. Vikings win it 52-8. We'll be right back after this. Back here at Martin Stadium, where our Vikings have improved to 6-0 on the year, 2-0 in the region, with a 52-8 victory over the Brunswick Pirates. I want to remind everybody the Lounge High Coaches Show on Tuesday night at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center on Hill Avenue. Coach Mack and I will sit down about 7 o'clock, and we'll talk about tonight's ball game and the upcoming ball game with Valdosta over there for the Wintersville Classic. And you'll want to be there at 7 o'clock. They have a great buffet, everything, even have a Viking Voice menu, so everything under $10, including your drink. It's a great place to bring your children, and it's a good family atmosphere as we have our own room. Bill, you going to tell everybody about tickets for the Wintersville Classic?
Yes, I am. Lounge versus Valdosta at Cleveland Field. That's October 12, 2012. On Friday, the Vikings will travel to Cleveland Field to play Valdosta in a Region 1-6A game. Tickets for this game will be sold on the week of October 8th in accordance with the Viking Athletic Ticket Priority Policy. Each Touchdown Club member and season ticket holder must pick up their own tickets. Notes will not be accepted for this game. Please bring a photo ID as it may be required. On Monday night, October 8th, the Viking Touchdown Club members may purchase tickets at the Touchdown Club meeting in accordance with their membership level beginning at 6 o'clock p.m. The Touchdown Club meets in the Media Center of Lowndes High School. On Tuesday morning, October 9th, Viking reserve seat ticket holders may purchase the number of tickets as they hold reserve seats at Martin Stadium. These tickets will go on sale at the ticket office at 8 a.m., and the ticket office will close at 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Just to kind of give you what that means is if you are a Touchdown Club member at a level of silver, you are entitled to purchase two tickets. You can purchase those two tickets on Monday night. If you also have two season tickets at Martin Stadium, you can purchase those two tickets on Tuesday. You cannot purchase four tickets on Monday night in that scenario. If you're entitled to four, you can get four on Monday night. Six, eight, whatever your number. Doesn't matter your reserve seats here at Martin Stadium. That's what you could pick up on Tuesday. Then following on Wednesday morning, October 10th, any remaining tickets will go on sale to the general public beginning at 8 a.m. at the ticket office. The ticket office is located at the Board of Education Annex at 1592 Norman Drive. It's at the end of the property next to the interstate. A limited number of student tickets will go on sale the week of the game at Lowndes High School. There will not be any student tickets at the ticket office for this game. All tickets are reserve seats, and they are $8 each.
All righty. Bill Osborne gave you that, so I hope you paid close attention. And don't forget, we'll talk about our buddy Mark Dykes, who's in the Game magazine, is hosting a big picking tailgate party for all fans in Drexel Park starting somewhere around 3 o'clock. You'll want to stop by and get some of Mark's pig and enjoy those festivities. And it's time. It's just about, let's see, I'm trying to see where Marty's at. Well, let's go to Taylor.
Got your Page Heating and Air stat summary for the game. First downs tonight, Brunswick had 8 first downs. Lowndes High Vikings had 19 first downs. Brunswick rushing attempts, they had 28 attempts for 164 yards. Lowndes had 55 attempts for 410 yards. Passing tonight, Brunswick was 7 of 16 for 80 yards. Lowndes was 6 of 11 for 65 yards. There were four interceptions thrown by Brunswick tonight. Tyquan Lang had three of those. Lowndes had one interception and two touchdown passes. Total plays tonight, the Vikings ran 66 total plays. Brunswick ran 35 total plays. Total offense for the Brunswick Pirates, 244 yards. Lowndes High Vikings had 475 yards. Fumbles tonight, Brunswick fumbled twice, losing one, recovering one. Lowndes had no fumbles tonight. Penalties, the Pirates were 8 penalties for 70 yards. Lowndes Vikings were 6 penalties for 60 yards. Brunswick had 5 punts, averaging 33.2 yards. Lowndes had 1 punt, averaging 22 yards. Time of possession tonight, Pirates had the ball 18 minutes and 31 seconds. Lowndes had the ball for 29 minutes and 29 seconds. Leading rusher tonight for the Lowndes High Vikings was Nick Bergman, 6 carries for 104 yards. Leading receivers is also Nick Bergman, 2 catches for 32 yards. Nick Bergman is over 500 yards on the season, and he had one reception touchdown and one rushing touchdown. That is your Page Heating and Air stat report.
All righty. Thank you there, Taylor Biddle. Let's go down to Marty Rogers. Marty, your thoughts on tonight's ball game?
Guys, another great performance by our Vikings. As Coach McPherson said, I think this team is really clicking and coming together. The defense has had a great year all year, obviously. We gave up one big play tonight. Other than that, you know, really just shut down the Brunswick Pirates tonight. And it was a total team effort, as every other game's been. Great defensive line play, controlled the line of scrimmage. DBs were in the right place at the right time. We had a few opportunities to have some pick sixes early in the contest, but you know, came up just barely short. But offensively, our offensive line, Anthony Chandler, Larry Scarborough, Brian Rowe, Dwayne Hart, and tonight Cole Rigdon filling in for Tyler Altman. All those guys played extremely well. They made their blocks. They're in the right place. They had the body in the right place. They were pulling outside. Just an excellent night up front for the Vikings. And, of course, our running backs, Nick Bergman, Tyquan Lang, Amon Brown, Tevin Orr, Tevin Brown, Jordan Williams. You just go right on down the list. Everyone of them played exceptionally well. You know, our quarterback said Carlo had a great pass there to Nick Bergman for a touchdown. Alex Stevenson had a couple good throws. Had one very pretty throw down to the corner a little late. And, it got blocked away. But just a great night overall for the Vikings. A very good team win. And I think we're getting better each week, like Coach McPherson says. And hey, you know, next week we got a big one coming in here. We're going over there. So we're really looking forward to that. And I think this team is really clicking and hitting its stride. And I'm looking forward to next week.
Absolutely, Marty. I got to agree with you. We have made it past the so-called trap game or the sandwich game with Brunswick. We go to 2-0 in region play. We got to get ready for Valdosta now. It's going to be a tough test. Those guys have had a week off over there. They are ready to maybe get some revenge on that Camden loss that they suffered last week. They're going to be facing the same kind of offense that Camden run in your Lowndes High Vikings. I was pleased in our rushing performance tonight. Had over 400 yards of total offense and close to 400 yards of rushing, 410, I believe. Really, really pleased, like you said, with the offensive line. Defensive-wise, I was really, really excited that we really only gave up one big play, guys. You know, in a spread attack, maybe a year or two ago, we would have given up 3 or 4 big plays. But this year, we seem to not be giving up the big plays like Coach Mack always talks about in his pregame interview and even at the coaches' show, eliminating the big plays. And I think that's attributed to our senior leadership that's out there in the secondary. And I'm really excited about how this defense is going to stack up against Valdosta next week.
We're sure going to find out because it's Wintersville week now for sure.
Absolutely.
Great night for Lowndes High football. 52-8 winners over Brunswick to go to 6-0. The Vikings go to 6-0 on the year. And more importantly, 2-0 in the region because those region wins get you into the playoffs. It's going to be a great week, a good time to celebrate. And then we're going to go out and get ready for Wintersville next week.
Time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes and produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for the Viking Voice, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, Chuck Lawrence, Taylor Stubbs, Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to the Lowndes High Football Broadcast on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.